Hello, Houdini for the Falero and Solana show.
A good show.
I like it.
I'm honored to be here.
Who are you trying to impersonate?
I'm honored to be here. This is a liberating situation.
There's a sports update there. That's Hector, Hylia Hector, and he's going to be producing the show, and he always produces up Friday nights, but he's going to be producing for Eric Falero and Alex Solana. And Hylia Hector, he is a cool dude, and I follow him on Instagram and Snapchat, and he's always out partying. They're doing shots, and he's got Hylia swag to him. Now, all of a sudden, he just did the sports update there, and I don't know exactly who he became, but it was like Larry David all of a sudden. And then he ends it with, "I'm Hylia Hector." Like, no, you ain't.
Where did he go?
You're Bob Smith. Let the Hialeah flow, Hector.
Hey, big game tonight.
7 o'clock. Let the Hialeah flow, man. Reminds me of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Gotta white that up, Larry. Gotta white that up. We gotta white that bleep up, Larry.
Shouldn't laugh, should I?
No, because that's coming from JB Smoove.
Oh, so I can't laugh?
Yeah.
I'd be iffy about that, man. You know, it's a sensitive day.
I wouldn't set you up that way.
People get upset by everything nowadays.
I won't lob you up to the masses that way.
Well, you do it all the time.
I do it in a very low-key, fun way.
You drop the J a lot.
There's nothing wrong with the Jew word. Let's sing for all the listeners. Crowder, this is a tradition on this show. Tonight, what, Alex, is the seventh night of Hanukkah?
Sixth night.
Are you sure?
Last night was fifth.
You sure?
Sixth night tonight.
I'm not certain. I thought tonight was the seventh.
Because remember, started last weekend. This is Friday.
It started Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night. We started ours Saturday night.
Oh, you got to jump on it?
Yeah, we want to get it going because we don't really like it to bleed into that second weekend.
Crowder's right. Sixth night.
Boom.
Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. Huh. You are right.
I got real close to that Torah box
Well, anyway, we always have a tradition on this show, and if you follow me on Instagram, you've seen it. Crowder, he knows the words to dreidel, 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 and it is Hanukkah, the sixth night. So let's do it for all our Jewish listeners. Wish you a happy Hanukkah this weekend. Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play. Hey, look at you.
Didn't everybody learn that in elementary?
You learned that at elementary school?
Yeah, we sang a bunch of different songs.
The dreidel song?
Yep. We made little dreidels and put the little
Aleph, bet, gimel, dalet. I don't know which letters are on a
I call them funny dreidel. Letters.
They are funny letters.
I've never seen them before.
And I wouldn't be able to identify them.
I know. I just corrected you on what day of Hanukkah it
You
is.
Really did. You really did.
You know
what
I
would that make him, Crowder?
What's that?
What would that make Hawk? I'm just sorry. I'm trying to lob you up.
Trying to get me in trouble?
He's getting ready for his show.
He's going to catch me with the J word.
He's ejected on our show. I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with saying Jew. So you think Jewish...
Ooh.
No, you think Jewish is appropriate and you think Jew is harsh.
Jewish is a religion. The J word kind of, it digs a little.
It's
like a little dagger.
It depends how you say it. If you say it as a pejorative, then it feels mean. But if I'm a proud Jew, Solana is a proud Jew.
Like if you emphasize the J, is it okay if you put the W real? Hard W.
You got to be careful.
What about a hard W? Is that negative? See, it's too many rules.
Yes, I understand.
You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
Yeah, man, I don't like it.
Got to be careful in today's day and age.
I just like good flat out words. I know are safe. I know are not. That's squirreling. That's on the fence, man. I don't like them squirreling words.
So if you've been listening to this radio station this week, you know that our new 10 to 2 p.m. show, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day, is Alex Dono and Josh Friedman, Dono and Frito, and that creates a little bit of a void at 6 o'clock when Alex Dono used to come on. And so as they're situating the schedule, tonight it's going to be our own Eric Falero and Alex Solana, who produces Dono and Frito. Solana does. And they're going to be joined by Hylia Hector, who hopefully is going to find his Hylia swag back there.
And his testosterone.
And make a return to Hylia. but you're going to have Falero and Solana. And what I said was earlier in the last segment, Len Weiner, who's our program director, our esteemed program director, he has a long history in sports radio. He is the man that put together Mike and Mike. And when Mike and Mike got inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame just a few weeks ago, they thanked Len. Mike Greenberg thanked Len. He said, I will always thank Len Weiner for that phone call I got. And what I was saying earlier is this is how it happens in radio, television, whatever line of work you're in. Sometimes you're in the right place at the right time. And Valero and Solana have hosted a show together before. They were on Thanksgiving. And what time are you guys going till tonight? 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock. Yeah.
10 o'clock tonight. So they're gonna take you all the way till 10 o'clock. Yeah, you're looking. They got 3 hours and 50 minutes to go from here. Mm. And here's the funny thing. And I like guys that have some swag and some confidence. I said to Valero, now, I don't know if everybody knows this or not. I've been in radio over 25 years. I've been in radio, professional radio, since I graduated University of Miami in 1991. So I've done my fair share of crappy shifts, and I've done my fair share of working through the ranks and whatnot. But I, to this day, put in a lot of show prep. Every day. You know I do. Oh, yeah. You've seen my notes when I come in, but I have a whole skeleton that I come in with. I always have the thought where if the internet goes down, the phone lines go down, not that we take any phone calls, but you can't take any guests. You can't. To me, you always have to come in prepared to do 4 hours without the help of guests, callers, producers, texters, tweeters. You need to be prepared. So I prep every morning for at least 2 hours. In football season, 2 hours maybe, but outside of football season, sometimes 3 to 4 hours prep for a show. So I asked Valero during the last commercial break, hey, do you want my show prep for today that I put together for today? Because you guys got 4 hours to fill. His answer was, nah, I'm good.
Because he's dumb.
I don't want to steal your show.
So there's no stealing the show. You are coming on to do 4 hours. I was trying to do you solid. So that was like, you know, I don't know. Who am I in NBA? I know Matthew Dellavedova just got traded back to Cleveland. So I'm Matthew Dellavedova, but you are
Bam Adebayo.
No. Because he might be better. You are someone in the G League. And he's saying, hey, do you want my playbook or do you want my whatever? Like, I'm nothing special, but I did do a lot of prep for today's show.
Can you send it?
Some of it. No.
I was just messing around.
No, you weren't.
I don't know if you're Dellavedova
now. No, Jack.
Now, I'll say what we look up yesterday. Howard Stern makes $80
million. $90 million a year.
So he's LeBron.
Yes.
And there's a couple guys there. What was it, Newt Gingrich?
Yeah,
was it $40 million?
Rush Limbaugh was, I think, $35.5 million. Hannity was like $20 million.
KD, Steph. Yeah, you know.
Matthew Dellavedova.
No,
might be Goran Dragic.
No, higher than that.
I don't know.
A Miami market?
But regardless.
Evening drive?
I thought I was being very helpful to Valero where I go, hey, if you want to see what I put together for today's show, it is segment. It gives you, because we do 3 segments an hour. We do 4 hours, so that's what, 15 segments? So we have 12 segments. So it's all here. It is laid out in skeleton form, things to click on, links. I go, hey, brushed me off in a second. Nah, we're good.
What if Solana wants it?
I wasn't asking Solana. I work with you. I was helping you out.
DeMar DeRozan.
I'll take that.
You're DeMar DeRozan.
He's not DeMar DeRozan.
And you're Dellavedova.
I think you're being generous, but I will take it. But regardless, our good friends Eric Valero and Alejandro Solana are going to take you up until 10 o'clock this evening. And Hialeah Hector will be the conductor of the symphony, taking you through it. So you might be hearing the next Radio Hall of Fame pairing that Len Weiner has put together. You might be hearing them next.
Or you might be hearing Guzzi and Dono.
Everybody, keep listening.
Y'all know how to go network?
Solana.
And there a button to go
there
to network?
There's a button to network,
baby. Okay, just let Hector know about that button.
In case of emergency, break glass. there you go. So Solana and Valero are coming up next. That's going to do it for us. Thank you, Jesse Davis from the Dolphins, Jamie Eisenberg, Ira Winderman, Chad Millman from the Action Network, OG Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver. He called in the 5 o'clock hour as well. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Go Dolphins. We will speak with you el lunes.
Pistol Pete.
I don't have anything.
Joe Rose and Zach Krantz always tackle the toughest issues.
I bought my first car back here from Bo. And I want to say it was the old 240Z. It looked like a little sports car. But he goes, hey, man, it's a great car. It had a lot of miles on it. Bo Hay goes, but I got to warn you, man, it doesn't have any air conditioning. Ah, no problem, man. I just need wheels. And, man, it was...
Joe driving around in that car with a unibrow and a gap tooth, like that whole thing.
Oh, you know. Man, it fit. Let me tell you, the gap fit with that car.
You should have been in the commercial.
The Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz. Download the podcast on WQAM.com and listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
on 560 WQAM.
Thanks to Hawk and Crowder for that lovely start to the 6 p.m. hour.
I'm not thanking them. No. They were hating on us.
Well, no, they called us the future of radio.
Or the worst radio tandem of all time. Screw them.
It's probably closer to the latter.
Yeah.
Thus far.
I didn't say they were not right. But.
Alejandro Solana and Eric Flero here with you until 10 p.m. A sudden call I got from our PD, Len.
You were home already, huh?
I was basically home. I was right near FIU. I live in Kendall, so I'm on the Palmetto, and I got the call. He's like, hey, turn around. Come host from 6 to 10. You didn't want to host alone, I was told.
No, I can't host alone, Solana.
Hector, he was freaking out? He didn't want to host alone?
Yeah. He wasn't being cool about it.
Hector was getting mad at me. He's like, bro, why are you getting so nervous? You could do the show by yourself. You could do it.
He could do 4 hours alone if he really wanted to.
I can't. Not without sounding dumb.
Eric Falero produces for the Hawkman and Crowder show. You just heard them from 2 to 6. I produce for the Dono and Frito show from 10 to 2. So we're going to take you up until 10 p.m. today. Hawk was talking about being prepared for a 4-hour radio show.
We're not prepared.
I'm not prepared. Falero's not prepared. Hector, I don't think Hector's prepared. He sounded like a white guy in his update, despite the fact that he calls himself Hialeah Hector.
You do call yourself Hialeah Hector. You got to have a certain like Latin swang to it.
What do you want me to say? ¿Qué hola?
No, just don't sound like a white guy. You sounded like a white guy.
It would be funny if you started every update with ¿Qué hola?
Right, oye, the Dolphins.
Negative, bro. Who do you think I am? Pitbull?
All right. So, we're just trying to help.
Again, we're going to take you up until 10 p.m. Hopefully, we're not fired by then.
Do you want to hear the first text, or you want to read the first text that came in?
Go ahead, Falero.
That show is going to suck.
Yeah. Huh. Probably.
I agree.
We have Omar Kelly joining us, I believe, at 7?
7 p.m. He
7
is.
p.m. Omar Kelly, a friend of the program. Obviously, the Miami Heat play tonight. They begin a 6-game Western Conference road trip. They play in Phoenix tonight. No Devin Booker for the Suns.
What are they, 4-21 on the year, I think?
I think they're 3-83.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that doesn't make sense. Yeah. But right. We spoke to Ira earlier today with Hawk and Crowder. He said the Suns are the worst team he's ever seen.
No.
And they don't have either. And without Devin Booker, and he said somebody, TJ Warren, I believe, they're the worst team.
Is that possible, the worst team he's ever seen? He's seen some bad teams. He saw a Heat team that won 15 games. Stefan Lazmi and Blake Ahern were starting for the Miami Heat.
And this team's without, and it seems about Whiteside, Wayne Ellington, and Deion Waiters, and they're still an 8.5-point favorite tonight.
Yeah, no Whiteside tonight. The birth of his daughter, which came sudden, and the Heat couldn't have been quicker in announcing why Hassan Whiteside was going to miss tonight. Yeah. Obviously, with what are we calling this? Poopgate, P-gate, Hexit?
Ooh, I like Hexit, but yeah. What does the H stand for? Hassan?
Hassan Exit.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what we're calling it, but with the controversy that was surrounding Hassan Whiteside, of course, his early departure from the game the other night, the loss to Orlando.
What if he really had to just go to the bathroom?
No, you wait. You wait 40 seconds. You
maybe
wait.
He had to go.
You wait 40 seconds.
Or maybe he was expecting a call from his soon-to-be...
No.
No?
No. No, you wait 40 seconds, and here's the reason why. Hassan Whiteside now is the highest-paid player on the Miami Heat. He is now a max player. And when that is so, you must realize that, you know, younger players are going to look to you as maybe not the veteran, but the guy on the team who has the highest salary and you know, must present himself that way.
Nobody's looking up to Hassan Whiteside on the team. You think Josh Richardson and Justice Winslow are looking up to Hassan Whiteside when you have Udonis Haslam right down the bench?
No, nobody's looking up to Hassan Whiteside. But you still have to present yourself that way, don't you? Like, you can't just get up whenever you feel like it and say, bleep this, I'm out because you got mad you didn't play. And by the way, I understand why he's mad.
Oh, no, he has every right to be mad, but, like, he's a little kid, though. Like, he mopes about everything. Every time he gets benched, he's moping about it. Why don't you just be a team player and stop moping?
But he's a knucklehead. Like, we know that.
But he's 29 years old, Solana.
He's a knucklehead. He's not going to change his ways. He got paid already, and everybody said, oh, well, when he gets paid, you know, maybe he'll become the player that this organization wants him to buy into this culture that they push so hard, and he hasn't. Like, bottom line, he hasn't.
He's taking pictures with deer bros. That's what he did when he got paid. Deer bros.
What's a deer bro?
I don't know. You got to ask him. Hector, if you type in deer bra in the system, you'll find a clip.
The Miami Dolphins are hosting the New England Patriots this Sunday. I mean, we'll get to this later, obviously, with Omar Kelly, and we'll probably talk mostly Dolphins throughout this show. Hector's actually...
You know how to spell deer, the animal deer? I think you're spelling, like, deer somebody.
I put both. D-E-E-R.
Bra.
D-E-A-R.
B-R-A.
And what bra? B-R-A-H?
No, B-R-A. Bra, like a bra.
Like a bra, not like bruh.
Do you really have sound for a deer bra?
I do have deer bra sound. See, he's going to type it in now.
Nobody actually thinks the Dolphins are going to win.
I do.
This Sunday. Do you really?
Yes.
Because of this article that you read? You've asked me 18 times if I've read.
The Patriots don't play well down in South Florida. It's been proven.
Right, but what does that mean for this season? But they don't do well. And there is precedent there. Like, it's not even really a small sample size.
There's a lot of games.
There's a lot of games.
I think Brady's 7-9 down here, or 9-7, one of those two.
I believe it is 7-9. And last season, remarkably, Jay Cutler beat the New England Patriots, a season that was just heading downhill for the Dolphins. Like, they had no chance as soon as Ryan Tannehill went down with the knee injury. They held Tom Brady and the New England Patriots to zero third down conversions. Did I read that correctly, Eric?
You did. Carroll? You did.
That is absolutely, I couldn't believe that. And I'm sure that was something we touched on last season, all of our respective shows here. I'm sure that was something that was noted. But still, reading that again, like, I couldn't believe it. Tom Brady not converting on a third down the entire game against the Miami Dolphins.
And I believe there was a game probably about 10 years ago where he didn't throw for 100 yards. And he's only done that twice in his career. One was in his first year of his career, and then against the Dolphins. So Dolphins have his number.
You truly believe the Miami Dolphins have a chance without their best defensive player, the guy who just won Defensive Player of the Week in the AFC. He leads the team in interceptions. You think without him, this team has a chance at beating the New England Patriots?
It doesn't matter who you put out there. Bro, Channing Crowder had an interception against Tom Brady. Michael Thomas had an interception against Tom Brady. Bro, you're going to see Torrey McTyre. We've never heard of him. He's going to have an interception.
Channing Crowder just sang the dreidel song, by the way, along with Hawk.
It was terrible, right?
I thought it was pretty good, man. Like,
I've never heard of that song.
You've never heard
dreidel song?
Why do you love? How could you say that?
Because I never heard it. I grew up as a Catholic. Isn't that a Jewish song?
I mean, yes, of course, it's a Jewish song. It has to do with Hanukkah, the celebration of lights. But, I mean, it's beyond me that you've never heard that song. It's like me saying I've never heard, you know, a Santa Claus song.
Is it the same thing?
Is there a Santa Claus song?
Yes. They make holiday music all year round.
I'm Jewish, man. I don't know.
You celebrate Christmas. Stop lying.
I wore a sweater. We're going to get to this as well later on in the show. I wore a sweater that was a female sweater, my mom's sweater from the 80s.
Did you see this sweater
getting
actor?
Ripped on?
You might like it because you're a millennial hipster, but yeah, it was terrible.
Eric Falero took serious issue with my sweater. Obviously, I got ripped on all day on Twitter by Dono and Frito. I got ripped on. We'll discuss this a little later. We also saw an interesting, I wouldn't say poll, but an interesting idea. If you could put two fast food establishments, your two favorite fast food establishments together in the same location, what would they be? So we're going to get to all that.
I like that.
And more later. But let's get back to the Miami Heat here playing Phoenix. The line was what? Heat minus eight in Phoenix. On the road. Ira Winderman says that this is the worst NBA team he has ever seen in his very successful career covering the NBA. Now, if Ira says that and the Heat lose tonight, Bro, if the Heat lose tonight to Phoenix, which I think it's possible because this Heat team isn't good. If they lose tonight to Phoenix, you got to think about tanking, right? Like, just because we thought they were tanking and then they came out and won back-to-back games against the Pelicans and Jazz, I believe. I kind of want them to lose this, to be honest.
Do you?
Yeah, because, like, what are you playing for, bro? You're in the 10th spot. You're in the 10th spot in the East. What are you going to do? Try to get to the 8th and get swept by the Raptors in the first round? Or tank for a good pick? Zion Williamson's out there, man.
560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, if you want to chime in here.
That clock isn't moving, bro.
Do you want the Miami Heat to lose tonight to the Phoenix Suns to begin their tank season? I think a lot of people do. Like, a lot of people would like to see the Heat, because this would be like that catastrophic loss where you kind of have to take a step back and say, okay, hold on a second here. We're losing to the worst team ever, according to Ira Winterman.
Worst team, 4-21 on the year, without their best player.
Without their best player. And you're getting your all-star, right? Quote-unquote all-star back tonight. Goran Dragic is back tonight, right? Yeah.
Yes, he is. He has a minutes restriction, but, I mean...
And it's in Phoenix, right? Goran's...
His homecoming?
His homecoming, his former team.
You think he's going to ball out?
He plays well there. He plays well. I mean, this would be that game. You lose tonight, and even Eric Spoelstra maybe picks up the phone, calls Pat, and says, look, I mean, what the bleep do you want me to do here, right? Like, what the bleep do you want me to do? We can't beat the worst team ever.
You're saying Spo calls Pat, right?
I think Spo calls Pat if they lose tonight.
Because it's Pat's fault. He's the one that constructed this roster. So.
People do not like that 30-11 turnaround from a couple years ago, man. They do not like that.
I enjoyed it while it was happening.
Obviously, everybody enjoys winning. But now you look back on it, and obviously recency bias, hindsight is 20/20. But, I mean, man, people do not like that. And that's what happens when you sign Deion Waiters and James Johnson to ridiculous contracts. It's Filero and Solana here on 560 WQAM. We'll be right back.
WQAM's odd couple is Hockman and Crowder.
I know you hate the way I say churromania and the way that I overpronounce Spanish words. So two guys come over today. We hired a company to pressure wash the roof. I think the guy's name, he introduced me to his associate, Rodrigo. That's exactly what I did. Oh, nice to meet you, Rodrigo.
That's so bad.
Eric Filero calling this house music. You know what house music is? Party music, dance music.
You hear that bass?
You could say this is party music.
This is
not
house music.
It's not house music.
Yes, it is. You hear those synthesizers?
I don't think I've ever met anybody who just is never right about anything more than you are. Like, you're just never right about anything.
I'm right about a lot of things. I'll admit when I'm wrong, but you can't tell me that's not house music. Sorry.
All the Miami Hurricanes sports action can be heard here on AM 560 and 96.5 FM HD2, sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Nice job.
So one text came in here. We were talking about the Heat and obviously their matchup tonight against the Phoenix Suns. They begin a 6-game Western Conference road trip. And we were discussing if they lost tonight, no Hassan, no Wayne Ellington. So those are obviously two big losses for the Miami Heat. Hassan being your quote-unquote best player, highest paid player, and your starting center. And Wayne Ellington, who...
The man with the golden arm.
The man with the golden arm.
They better win today. If they don't win, they have a tough stretch coming up. They got the Clippers, Lakers, Jazz, Grizzlies, Pelicans.
Yeah, it's a 6-game Western Conference road trip.
I want them to go 0-6.
It doesn't matter who you're playing. Go look at the Western Conference standings right now. It is unbelievable. The Spurs, by the way, suck. The Spurs are at the bottom of the West.
I've read some stats where, like, Greg Popovich has never been blown out by 30, and he got blown out 3 times, like, in the last 3 weeks.
It's weird, and maybe we'll touch on that a little later. I know nobody really cares about the San Antonio Spurs, but we brought up, if the Heat were to lose tonight, would it finally be time for Eric Spoelstra and Pat Riley, the Miami Heat, to take a step back and say, okay, we're losing to a really bad Suns team.
I'm looking at the Western Conference standings now. Spurs are 14th. They're 11-14, and then 15th are the Suns at 4-21.
Right. I mean, the Suns are going to have the best odds at winning the lottery. It's pretty much a foregone conclusion. Now, a text came in here that said, Dwayne Wade, by the way, 560-22 on the West Kendall and Kendall Toyota text line. if you want to text the show, tell us how bad we're doing. Dwayne Wade, it's his final season. The Heat can't tank on Wade's final season. That's what the text said. And, I mean, maybe. Like, do you think that's one reason why Spo would argue, hey, look, no, we can't tank because of Dwayne Wade?
No, I think Spo wants to tank because he sees the roster he has.
I disagree.
I think Pat's the one that doesn't want to because he doesn't want to send out D-Wade on that note. Because he's the one that gave D-Wade the contract.
Maybe. I think it's like they truly believe they have enough to make the playoffs. They truly believe.
How can they think that?
Because they do.
It's the same team as last year. Deion Waiters is still hurt. Deion Waiters has been out for a year.
The Miami Heat, and especially Eric Spoelstra, I believe he's trying to win games. Like I joked around a couple weeks ago that you know, some of the lineups he was trotting out there, it was a stealth tank, you know, just secretly trying to tank. But obviously it's a joke. Eric Spoelstra actually believes benching Hassan in the fourth quarter, those lineups he has out there with Bam Adebayo, give him the best opportunity to win games. And by the way, they probably do. If you look at the advanced numbers, Bam Adebayo is better for the Miami Heat for multiple two-man lineups, three-man lineups, whatever which way you want to put it.
Well, I think you just want to see the young guys, though.
Well, that too. I mean,
Bam's young. Justice, he plays Justice a lot. He plays Josh Richardson a lot. They gave Josh Richardson the realm now to be the guy. I think he wants to see what the young guys. That's why I think he's tanking.
Rohan Nadkarni joined Dono and Frieder earlier today. He writes Rohan Nadkarni. He writes for Sports Illustrated. He's on the crossover on SI.
That's my man.
And he said that this team is better with Bam Adebayo out there and, you know, with Hassan on the bench. So it makes sense.
That's not a strong take, though. Like, everybody sees that.
Right, right. You see the energy level when Bam Adebayo's out there, and you don't always see it with Hassan Whiteside. What you typically see, and it may be a lot of, you know, we remember the playoffs last year. We remember what happened down the stretch of last year.
Played like, 15 minutes.
Right, and every game it just seemed like, you know, Hassan was moping throughout the game. The energy wasn't there. But again, the Heat tossed that up to injury. So you had that as, I wouldn't say an excuse, but a reason why he wasn't himself. And this season, on some nights, you've seen Hassan Whiteside be amazing. Really? Like, you can
say the reason
amazing.
Why they gave him that contract. Yeah, but like, I'm looking at his stats here. Like, his stats aren't bad. He's averaging 13.5 points and 13.5 rebounds. But as your highest paid player, that should be 23-13.
I mean, you can argue if that's true or not. I would say if it's not translating to victories, then that's where you have to scratch your head and say, look, because you can look around the league and you can find teams where the highest paid player doesn't necessarily have the best statistics. However, they are helping their team win.
You could just say Hassan, stats, though. You don't have to say statistics. That's a tough word to say.
Just because you can't say it.
No, you couldn't say it either. Just say stats. Like, why are you trying to say statistics? I can't even. Like, I'm not going to say it anymore. Why are you trying to say stats? Istics.
I don't think the Heat are purposely going to say, we're not going to tank because of Dwayne Wade. I think the Heat just don't want to tank because it's not in
their DNA,
in their culture.
Yeah, well,
it's true.
Thing. It's made up.
I mean, you could say it's made up, but there's a reason why players come to the Miami Heat and talk about it and buy into it. There's a reason why a guy like James Johnson comes to the Miami Heat and has the season he had in 2016.
One season?
Now, I will say, perhaps that culture that the Miami Heat push and so deeply are in love with is also the reason why James Johnson makes a lot of money right now and nobody else in the NBA would have given him that same contract.
7 points and 2 rebounds.
Nobody would have given him that same contract.
James Johnson's numbers this year. 7 points, 2 rebounds.
Same goes with Deion Waiters. Nobody.
Oh, he's averaging 0-0.
Nobody would have given him that money. I just don't think that they have it in them to tank. Pat Riley will not sit back and watch this team win 20 games. They're not going to, you know, just start trading. And you can't really, who can you trade? Like, nobody wants Hassan.
No, these contracts are hard. But, like, what do?
Nobody wants Tyler Johnson. And those are the two contracts, obviously, right now you really want to get rid of. Or you wait until next year when they become tradable because they are expiring deals. Mm-hmm. Nobody's trading for Deion. And nobody's trading for James Johnson. So, I mean, you are trapped. And we know this. I mean, we're not saying anything new here.
That's why I think Pat Riley should tank. And he should realize that. Like, all right, yeah, okay, you don't tank. You're going to be 41-41. Maybe make the playoffs, maybe not. Just why can't he just realize that This is a bad team. It's his fault. Just tank. I thought they were tanking. Goran Dragic was out for 10 games with a knee injury. I thought it was just a made up knee injury. We're trying to see what we have with the young guys. Let's take a break, Goran.
Another texter wrote in that Chalmers should be our first interview. That we should track down Chalmers. Fleur, are you going to handle that?
Is that a shot? Because I know you took him from me. I was trying to get Mario Chalmers on the show, the Hawk and Crowder show, because Hawk has his countdown. So many days after Rio, it's a 500 day. I'm like, you know what? Let me go and try to get Chalmers. I texted Chalmers. I had his personal phone number. I texted him, hey man, you want to come on the show? This is where I messed up. I told him, oh, it's your 500 day after the Heat cut you, so we'll be talking about that. I think that's where I messed up. Hawk, let me have it. Then I think was it 2 months later, you got him for the Big O show, and you threw it in my face.
I did.
Why?
Because Hawk,
you
wants,
knew I was trying to get him.
If there's one guy, first of all, I didn't know that, and second of all, if there's one guy Hawk wanted you to get so badly, and by the way, if you're just tuning in, Eric Falero, I'm Alex Solana. We produce here for our respective shows on 560 WQAM. Eric Falero was just going after Chalmers hard.
Yeah, hard. I went to get it. I don't know how I ended up with his personal phone number, but I got it, and he ignored me. And I blame you.
I mean, all I did was reach out to the Grizzlies. He was still playing for the Grizzlies last year. I just reached out to Memphis. I said, hey, I would love to have Chalmers on. You guys are playing the Heat this week. And that's it. And they set it up. He called in right on time, and he came on the show. I mean, you're the one.
I didn't think of that.
You're texting him. First of all, it's weird that you're texting him. How do you even get his number?
I don't know. That's what I told you. I don't know how I got his number, but I ended up with his number. I went straight to the source. That's what everybody tells me to do. Go straight to the source. I went straight to the source. He ignored me.
Do you miss Mario Chalmers? Does anybody in Heat Nation miss Mario Chalmers?
No. Why would I miss Mario Chalmers?
If the Heat were going to tank, by the way, because you're asking for the Heat to tank, you're asking for Pat Riley to swallow his pride, admit he was wrong, that he handicapped this franchise. Tank. Right? That's what you're saying. It would be great if they signed Mario Chalmers, which, by the way, the Heat are in need of a backup point guard. Sign Mario Chalmers, play Dwayne Wade, Udonis, and Mario Chalmers for the most of the game.
Why?
Because
you're
going to
be nostalgic?
If you're going to tank, at least you get a little nostalgia out of it. And you get to see Mario Chalmers, Dwayne Wade, and UD.
What's your infatuation with Mario Chalmers?
Greatest point guard in Miami history.
No. Nowhere near it.
Oh, he has two rings. And okay. You can't say that about any other Miami Heat point guard. You can't.
So, what's your take on Dan Marino? One of the worst quarterbacks of all time? He has no rings.
That's not what we're doing here. We're speaking strictly about Mario Chalmers, where I lose all sense of, rationale, and I just speak absolute nonsense. And Mario Chalmers, Heat legend.
Do you know he has three nicknames?
Text in right now, 560-22. Is right. Mario Chalmers a Heat legend?
You know he has three nicknames?
I'm Rio.
That's one.
Big Shot Chalmers.
No. Super Mario.
Super Mario.
And then the superintendent. This is according to Basketball Reference.
Well, now we need to get him on to find out why he's called the superintendent.
I got it.
I just don't get why people hated Mario Chalmers. Like, LeBron would always yell at him. I mean, poor Mario Chalmers, man.
But even like, he was so inconsistent. And they're yelling at him for a reason. Obviously, he didn't know the plays.
Speaking of LeBron James, I know we're running out of time here. Did you see Kevin Durant? I wouldn't say taking shots, but I mean, just speaking facts about LeBron and basically calling him a diva, saying that, when you play with LeBron, everything is about LeBron.
But what is Kevin Durant doing? He's so jealous of LeBron.
It is crazy how quickly Kevin Durant turned into the villain.
He was this nice guy in OKC. He wouldn't get criticized for losing. And then he goes to Golden State. He becomes the LeBron and gets criticized. Now he wants to be this all tough guy.
What's weird, though, is that LeBron James, by the way, that move he made, it was the most criticized move, you could argue, ever in the history of sports.
Yes.
In terms of a player leaving one franchise and going to another.
Yeah, because it wasn't like LeBron going to the Heat, because the Heat hadn't won a championship in the year before.
Right.
The
Warriors had won 2 years
prior. 2 years before,
right.
They lost to the Cleveland, and then, yeah.
But they were 73-9 that season. But here's where it gets weird. LeBron James comes to the Miami Heat. He's hated, criticized, villainized, but they win. And it kind of, I wouldn't say turned the narrative, but it definitely helped lessen the burn, right? Like, he wasn't as hated in year three with the Miami Heat as he was in that first year. Like, he he was the most hated athlete in the world, without doubt, no question. And then by year three, winning helped cure that. Winning helped
and
that.
Fatigue, people just getting tired of hating on him and
right,
stuff.
But winning cures all. I mean, you can look across sports. When there are problems in locker rooms and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady aren't getting along, they get to the Super Bowl and everybody's like, oh yeah, like they're fine. You know, winning cures everything. And Durant thought that was going to be the same for him. He thought by going to Golden State and winning, it would help, you know, the idea that, hey, I'm villainized now because I went to the team I was supposed to overcome, the team I was supposed to dethrone. And he knew he was going to be villainized. However, he thought winning and being finals MVP
would change that. Yeah.
Would change that. And it didn't.
Yeah, it didn't.
All it did was get worse for Kevin Durant. People don't respect him. People hate him.
And he doesn't help himself. He comes out every other week saying something dumb and about LeBron or somebody else. And he gets in fights with his teammates now with Draymond. Like,
and he has burner accounts.
He does. I think that doesn't help either.
That's the lamest thing you could do. 560-22, if you want to get on here. That's the end of the 6 o'clock hour. We have Omar Kelly coming up next. We're going to talk some Dolphins and Patriots.